Okay, hey, bonjour, and welcome back to the show. Welcome back to Bonjour, a podcast about Ojibwe language and culture. I am Nana Bonjour, and with me today, as she is every week, the lovely and the talented Natasha. Hikadon bonjour, Winnie Mushane. Say hello, sweetheart.
Hello, everybody. How you doing?
And today's Ojibwe word of the day. What do you think, sweetie? What would be a good Ojibwe word of the day?
You could do like the days of the week or something. You know, start with Monday.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Monday, there's actually two different ways you can say Monday. Most of the time, we think of Monday on this show as Ishwa Anima A Gijagud. Ishwa Anima A Gijagud is the day after prayer day.
Yeah, huh?
And because Sunday is referred to as prayer day or Anima A Gijagud. And so a lot of people call Monday the day after that. But for a lot of people, Monday is Nitam Anoki Gijagud.
Oh, what?
Nitam Anoki Gijagud, the first day of work. You know, Monday, for a lot of people, is the first day you got to get up and get yourself to work.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tuesday, they call it Nijo Gijagud, the second day. But then by Wednesday, you got your Aptuse, your middle of the week. Aptuse is like halfway. Aptuse. Thursday is Nijo Gijagud. That's the fourth day. And Friday's Nano Gijagud, the fifth day. But then on Saturdays, it's kind of interesting. Saturdays are floor washing day. Kazibigi Saganage Gijagud. Kazibigi Saganage Gijagud. The day to wash your floors. And then it comes, then you're back to your prayer day. Anima A Gijagud. And these are the days of the week in Ojibwe Mo'en. The days of the week in the Ojibwe language. Brought to you by your friends at the Bonjour Nana Bonjour podcast. I don't know. You got anything you want to add to this, sweetie?
No, but you have a call.
Oh, I do?
Yeah. Do you want to take it?
Yeah, sure. What line?
On line two.
Let's see, line two. Caller. You're on the air. Welcome to Bonjour, Nana Bonjour.
Hey, Nana Bonjour, this is Sly Stallone.
Oh,
Oh, hey there, Sly. How are you? It's nice to hear from you.
Yeah, you know, I thought I'd call in. I wanted to call in and then I wanted to ask you something.
Oh, what can I do for you, sir?
Well, I was wondering if I could teach the Ojibwe word of the day.
You want to teach the Ojibwe word of the day? Well, Sly, we just did it. You know, It was the days of the week.
Oh, really? Oh, I guess I missed that. You know, sometimes I call up and then I forget to listen, so I'm just on the phone there.
Yep, we already did a slide.
All right. Well, you know, I think I better go for a run. You know, that's what I do in the mornings. I like to get up and I'll make myself a glass of six eggs and I'll drink that down and then I'll start to run. And I'll run all the way to the Capitol, and I'll jump up and down, and then I run back home.
Oh,
Yeah, I know. It's pretty inspiring when we can watch you run like that.
And you know why I do that?
Why do you do that, Sly?
Because that's how it's done!
Okay. Well, there you go. Hey, look, man, I gotta go.
All right, well, I'll talk to you later.
All right, talk to you later, Sly. Sylvester Stallone on Bonjour, Nana Bonjour. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to say, miigwech, bizen dawieg. Thank you for listening to
Bonjour, Nana Bonjour,
a podcast about Ojibwe language and culture. I am Nana Bonjour,
and this is Natasha.
Bonjour!
And I will see you again.
Giga wabamin.
Minowa!
Oh, I can't believe it. Sliced alone.
Buju Nana Buju is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the citizens of Minnesota.